It's 8:55, 53 degrees right now outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Friday with Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, just looking at the markets here today, the thing that jumps out at me right now, Bill, a pretty wide trading range right now on the soybeans.
Yeah, it's we have the end of the month and the end of the week here, and I think we can expect some volatility to continue as we've seen all week here. Right now, we've got the July corn's up about 2.5 at 393.75. Deese corn is up 2 at 396.5. July beans 10.31 3/4 up 4, and the November beans about 10.09 up half cent, and those are all higher than what we had overnight. We had some pretty good pressure on the markets last night when we first opened at 7 o'clock. Like I say, the end of the week, end of the quarter, on the weekly side of things, corn's up about 20 cents here for the week, beans are up about 35 for the week, and the wheat is up about 11 cents for the week. So a good week, and we've kind of moved up against some resistance areas. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But on the outside markets, I think that's important, and maybe just as important as what we've been seeing on some of the other stuff. We've got crude up about 30 points. It's made its way this week all the way up to about $46 a barrel now. We have the U.S. dollar down hard again, 93.190. And let's just talk about that a little bit, because I think that has some real impact here on the markets. We saw China come in overnight and tried to do some things to strengthen their currency, and that's put some pressure on the U.S. dollar. But we're sitting here pushing some support levels on the U.S. dollar we haven't seen since last August, and I think that's definitely moving money into, continues to move money into the commodities and helps us to get our exports done, and we continued to see good exports yesterday and some more corn exports here this morning. We will have the CFTC report out this afternoon, and that'll tell us where the funds are for the week. It's going to be kind of interesting because we had the May options went off last week, and that gave some people positions and took away some positions for other people. The weather is kind of cold and wet here. On the tech side of things, I think 1040 is the key on the July soybeans. If we can get up and close above that level, I think we open up the upside some more on beans. And if we can, I think we probably have kind of established a new range. On the corn, I think it's 395 on the July corn is a key area, but we're just kind of expanding our range here, and the lower end of the range is what was the middle of the range that we'd had there for several months. So in kind of that 370, 375 area. So I think that pretty much wraps it up here this morning, Brian.
All right, Bill. Well, it's been an eventful week. Thanks for shedding some light on it, and have a great weekend.
Sure has. Thanks.
You bet. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois, joining us on this Friday morning. 8:59, 53 degrees. By the way, a quick thank you to all of our ag listeners that helped contribute to our Spring Forward radio campaign. We were able to get through that and make our $90,000 goal with some to spare after just 2 days of on-air fundraising. So thanks a lot for everyone who supported our Spring Forward campaign. And I would certainly think we might see a drive like this again where we do most of the fundraising off the air, because you certainly have responded favorably to it. Mostly cloudy skies in your forecast today. High of 66 degrees. North winds up to 5 miles per hour, shifting to the northeast this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight. 50% chance of rain after midnight. The low 50. East winds 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow. The high 62 degrees. East winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy with a chance of rain tomorrow night. The low 51. Cloudy with a chance of rain Sunday. The high 63. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.